Hello, this is Evan Kane, and thanks again for listening to another one of my stories. The story I've already posted on my website, but I do like it, so I'm reading it off this week. As before, if you like what you hear, follow me on social media, my website, evankane.com, and tip me, sponsor me on Ko-fi. Links are available on my site and on Podbean. So tonight's story is called Left Foot, Right Foot. A lonely figure walked across a barren planet. Right Foot. The figure, a man within an armored suit, slowly woke. The dark fog formed memories. A survey ship in the sky above. A planet with exploitable minerals. A landing pod. Malfunction. Escape. Desperation. Constantly walking. Left foot. Dom Jensen coalesced from out of the drug-induced fog. Minerals on the planet interfering with electronics on the landing pod. Survival suit with an onboard AI which was heavily shielded. A desert almost 1,000 kilometers away. A safe site for a retrieval ship to land. Time running out. The constant walking. Right foot. Lately, a memory kept bubbling up to the surface when Tom woke. A time his uncle said, "The hardest thing to do most days is to put one foot in front of the other." Of course, the topic was depression, and his uncle did kill himself eventually. A sigh escaped from Tom's mouth. If only the crash had killed me. Left foot. Tom shook his head and cleared away that last thought. He was starting to drift again. Time to lower the pain meds for a while. Pain gave him some clarity of thought. The suit's AI protested, but in this he had some capacity to override its commands. As long as his mental state remained calm, he had some control. Right foot. Tom brought up the time remaining, just as the pain started in his feet. 3 days, 15 hours, 21 minutes. That's how long his ship, the Far Reach, could hold orbit and still have fuel for the trip home. The AI on his ship and the one in his suit had formulated a solution for escape, allowing for some damage to the mind and meat of Tom. "Very thoughtful of them," he mused. Left foot. The pain leveled off at a tolerable level. Tom wondered what shape his feet were in. He understood what his uncle meant. Every fiber of his being screamed, "Lay down. Let it stop. Just stop." He had been walking nonstop for 1 week. Or rather, the suit had been walking for a week. He gave up controlling his body 3 days into the march. Right foot. He was just meat in a shell, but meat that needed to live. The trick was balance between travel time and days of surviving in the shell protecting him. The suit could run to the retrieval site in under 4 days, but Tom would be dead, a sludge of ground meat, bones, and excrement. Left foot. After reviewing the rescue plan, the two AIs had formulated. He had them lock him out of any but the most basic commands. Tom understood now why they recommended this action. At least twice daily, he screamed at the suit to stop, to let him rest. That's usually when it pumped up the meds. The survival suit was quite the achievement. In theory, it could provide him with everything he needed from the existing resources on this planet. Right foot. He could lay down. He could rest. The Far Reach could return to base and request manned assistance. Except, he'd have to wear the suit until help arrived, which, this far out, could be up to 6 months. Assuming he didn't go mad from the loneliness, with only the onboard AI and the primitive lichen on this rock to keep him company. I may go insane even before I reach the drop zone, Tom thought. Left foot. A constant walk with no stops, at a pace the suit could repair the meat, as the repetitive movement ground away at bones, skin, muscles, and his mind. Tom would reach the drop zone with about 23 hours to spare, better than the original estimate of a 3-hour window, but at a constant walk with no stops. Right foot. The hardest thing for you to do most days is to put one foot in front of the other, Tom Jensen remembered his uncle telling him when he was only 12 years old. His uncle thus described his depression, hoping to illustrate the depth of his sadness in a way a child could understand. Left foot. Tom didn't understand at the time what his uncle said, how the everyday activities wore a depressed person down, how it took a colossal effort to perform these activities. He understood now, but knew, unlike his uncle, Tom had no avenue of escape. Screaming, "Kill me! Kill me!" only ensured the suit would drug him into unconsciousness. How many times had he had those thoughts, the fantasy of ending his life? Right foot. Pain pulled at his sanity. He'd be drugged soon. The prison of the suit, the futility of his actions, and his thoughts caused him to start giggling. He struggled against the relentless marching action. He fought the dark thoughts, but they fell upon him. The med bay on the ship will repair my body and even wipe my memories from after the crash. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. Let me die. Let me free. Let me breathe the air. Let me out. He struggled against the relentless marching action. Left foot. His laughter started slowly building, turning into an inhuman yell that lasted a moment before the suit increased the medications. Tom's consciousness washed away. He remembered a ship, a planet below, a malfunction. His mind slipped back into the fog. Right foot. Left foot. Right foot. Left foot. A lonely figure walked across a barren planet. Thank you. I hope you like my stories. Again, these are works in progress. Links are here on Podbeam to both my Ko-fi, my website, and as well, you should be able to find me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, And I think also YouTube. I think I'm going to try throwing this onto YouTube this week, as I discovered that's a possibility. Through Podbean. Have a good day, stay safe, and thank you for listening.